Who am I? Why am I here on planet Earth? What does the future hold? How can I set out on my own into a world that sometimes seems filled with conflict and strife? How can I get along better with the people in my life? How do I cope with day-to-day pressures? How can I be successful in my work? How do I find peace in the midst of turmoil? How can my life be useful and happy? These are questions often asked by many people today. Do you want to be a constructive participant in building heaven on earth? Well, we can help create a more meaningful and fruitful world by our thoughts, feelings, consciousness, and actions. In addition, we can reflect that inner realization of unlimited love, compassion, kindness, honesty, integrity, strength, and a sense of our purpose in life to every person and situation in our area of experience. Fortunately, there are positive responses and definite and helpful guidance that can enrich the life of every individual who is sincerely seeking to learn. And many people have a deep inner desire to live life in a manner that can bring body, mind, and spirit into a harmonious alignment with everyday experiences. Evidences are increasing that there's more to why you're here than what you presently know. Your search for that something more can be a sacred adventure into new insights, provocative choices, unexpected turning points, and enthusiasm to enter the unknown. Daily living can become more joyful, successful, and useful. Our spiritual lessons are often the myriad life situations that come our way, especially the ones we may not immediately comprehend. These are times when knowing, understanding, and practicing the laws of life can be of important assistance in helping a person to be happy and to contribute to life in effective ways. These laws are simply a set of rules by which we can guide the way we live. They are found in a vast array of sources, such as the major religions of the world, various schools of philosophical thought, both ancient and modern, storytellers from all nations, scientists and historians, to name a few. There seem to be literally hundreds of such laws, and most families and religions seek to teach the laws they were taught. Some laws are so clear that most people can agree that they are true. For example, honesty and truthfulness rank high as values in cultures and societies around the world. Followers of the ancient Chinese sage Lao Tzu understood spiritual law as the Tao Te Ching. The simplest interpretation of the Tao, or spiritual law, is, this is how things work. One way to comprehend this law is to realize that it expresses the relationship between a person's mind and the thoughts and ideas of the mind, a person's emotions and how they are expressed, and the physical activities that give expression to those thoughts, feelings, and ideas. A definite relationship exists between the invisible thoughts and feelings of our mind and heart and the visible actions we take because of them. Finding effective words to speak of universal spiritual truths may be somewhat difficult. How do we express the unconditional, the ultimate, the source, the inconceivable within which all things are created? God, Buddha, Allah, Brahma, Muhammad, Wakantanka, the divine, the creator. The words and the understanding of the words may vary in different spiritual traditions and in some instances may not be simply interchanged. Yet cannot the universal language of unlimited love perceive the basic goodness that is the essence of every living being? The world operates on spiritual principles just as it operates on the laws of physics and gravity. It is up to us as individuals to learn what these laws or principles are and then choose to live by them. Let's look at understanding this idea more clearly. You might ask, what is a spiritual law? We may answer that it is a timeless law or principle, and being of spirit is not visible. However, spiritual law is quite real. Spiritual law is not shaped or determined by any person's current opinion or whim. Spiritual laws are impartial in that they apply equally to everyone everywhere throughout our world. They work without prejudices or bias at all times and in all places. These laws are self-enforcing and are not dependent on human authority or commandments. Our stay on this small planet called Earth is a brief one, And we have an excellent opportunity to leave the world a better place than we found it through our choice of how we live our life.